No, I can't.
News Talk 96.9, 39 degrees outside. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, we'll go to the phone lines right now.
Dr. Zorba Pastor joins us this morning. He's clinical professor of the Department of Family Medicine at the University of Wisconsin. He's here to talk about a painful condition that a lot of people considered just historical. No, no, very much alive today. Gout is here and well. Good morning, Dr. Pastor. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. Good morning to you.
Gout? Real?
Gout. Right. You think it's an old disease. Why? Because old dead people had it. Louis XIV, Henry VIII, Thomas Jefferson, you know, supposedly associated with rich, fancy eating. The fact is gout is on the rise. There's more gout today than there ever was before. As our waistlines have gotten bigger and our habits have gotten worse, we've had more gout. There are about 4 or 5 million gout sufferers today in America. Very, very common problem.
And what causes gout?
Well, gout is a metabolic disease. You know one of the myths, just like the myth that it's an old disease and it's not a new disease, is that gout is caused by diet. And the answer is gout is not caused by diet. Diet is a minor player. If you follow a special purine-free diet, you can lower the uric acid in your body. It's a problem with overproduction, usually of uric acid, by at most a point. But gout is basically a metabolic problem. We digest a protein, an amino acid called purine. Some of us produce too much uric acid, or some of us don't excrete enough of it. And when it stays in our body and it gets too high, and if we've got that predisposition, bang, we get a gout flare. And those are awful.
And usually this is the feet is where gout manifests itself?
50% of the time, the great toe is affected. That's 50% of the time the great toe is affected. Red hot poker. If you've ever had it in your great toe and gout, you know what it is. It's awful. Kind of looks like an infection in your toe. But the other 50% of the time, it does not affect the great toe. It affects other joints in the body, the wrists, the hands. The feet pretty much can go anywhere, and it is the most common inflammatory arthritis in men today as we speak. And
really?
Yeah, most common thing. And it affects men. Three out of four gout sufferers are men. One out of four are women, and they're usually women after the age of menopause.
A joint condition mostly. Is that because the bloodstream just carries the crystals naturally to the extremities and I don't know what the
you've got it exactly. And so it's the extremities that are farther away from our core that tend to be bothered. The toe being the farthest away. Think about it. You're on your toe. You're walking down the road. It's cold out there today. You're more likely to get gout when it's cold. Cold weather precipitates it. Trauma can precipitate it. If you've got gout, it doesn't actually produce it, but it precipitates attack. Bump your toe, you may have gout. The same at the ends of the fingertips are more likely to get it. Cold weather will precipitate it. Beer will precipitate it. Drinking lots of high fructose corn syrup appears to be associated with it. But once again, these are things that can precipitate an attack. You have to have the predisposition. You have to have high uric acid levels and an attack to make the presumptive diagnosis of gout.
Is that a genetic condition?
Yes. You'll find that it usually runs in families. It is definitely, no doubt about it, it's definitely genetic.
Now, is there any way to tell that you have this situation with a high level of uric acid before gout develops?
Well, you can't diagnose gout unless you've had a gout attack. In other words, there are people that run around with high uric acid levels and they never get gout. And nobody knows quite what it is. So you've got to have a high uric acid level and you've got an attack to actually make the diagnosis. And the definitive diagnosis is you stick a needle in that red-hot, painful joint, pull out some crystals, and look at it under the microscope. Well, nobody does that unless you happen to be in a research situation or if you're unsure of what it is. Because sometimes, frankly, especially in the foot, a gout attack can look just like an infected toe or an infected ankle or an infected knee. So sometimes you do have to stick a needle in there and see what it is. But most of the time, you can make the diagnosis simply by looking at it. It's not a blood test. It's a blood test and the clinical syndrome of that red-hot swollen joint.
And how about leeches? Are they an effective treatment?
No, leeches do not work. Leeches do not work. You know, avoiding shellfish really doesn't do it. And certainly in the Midwest, and when we get shellfish, I think 90% of the calories come from breading, and about, you know, 10% of the calories actually come from the shrimp inside. No.
This comes as actually quite a surprise to me. I mean, I just didn't think that it was so prevalent in our society today. Are doctors aware of the prevalence?
The thing is this. About 40 years ago, a drug came out called allopurinol. It was under the name brand Xyloprim. It's now a generic. It's cheap. It's inexpensive. It works. And frankly, it works in a lot of people with gout. It's a good drug. It's really the first thing you do once you've had a couple of gout flares and you decided you don't want to have them anymore, is you go to your doctor and you say, I have these gout flares. Get rid of them. And you take a pill just like you take your blood pressure pill every day, and they're pills to lower your uric acid so you don't get flares. And the magic number is 6. Most people with gout have a uric acid of about 10, 11, or 12, and you want to get that number 6 or below, because 6 has been proven without a doubt to greatly reduce the risk of having a flare. Many people can get to 0 when they've got a uric acid of 6. Well, allopurinol is good and gets a number of people down to that number. It's effective. But there are a lot of people, maybe 20%, maybe 30%, we're not quite sure, whose number never gets down there. And that's where the new kid on the block, Euloric, at the 80 milligram dose is much more effective than allopurinol in getting that number down to 6. And are doctors aware of it? Well, this is a new drug. You know, doctors learn about new drugs over time, and that's why patients sometimes have to go in with their doctors and say, hey, I'm still getting gout flares. What's wrong? Fix me. Is there something I can do?
Now, the allopurinol, that sounds familiar to me for some reason. Is that used to treat anything other than gout, like maybe kidney stones or something?
No. Allopurinol pretty much was used gout. It was also used to treat kidney stones. About 3% of the kidney stones we have are from allopurinol. And it's also a drug that's used in cancer treatment. It's not to cure cancer, but often when you get rid of a cancer tumor, you produce a lot of uric acid in the bloodstream. You've got to get rid of it, and allopurinol is the thing that gets rid of it. Most of the usefulness was for gout. And, in fact, it was so useful that you don't see a lot of people flaring. But the problem is when people flare, they blame it on their diet. They'll go, gee, I had a beer last night, and I had a flare. I've got to stop drinking. And they don't think back to the fact that they had a beer Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and they had one on Friday, and they flared. Why'd they flare? Their uric acid was too high. They got to push it down below 6, and they can have their beer and not flare. There's nothing wrong with having a beer at night. You'd like to be able to have your beer, your shrimp, your shellfish, liver, and onions, and not flare. And the answer is the uric acid isn't managed right. And many, many doctors do not know the number is 6, because this is new research and new data that has recently come out.
I'm guessing that there's not some sort of home testing kit like for diabetics that gout sufferers would use to test.
No, there is not a home testing kit. You bring up a good idea. Maybe we should get together and manufacture one. We can make a few million dollars on a home testing kit for gout. No, it's a simple blood test, but you got to go to your doctor.
Okay. Good deal. Now, what else should we know about this situation this morning? Are there symptoms that we need to be aware of, or if you have an outbreak of gout, you're going to know it in the first place you're headed?
Well, you may know. What happens is some of the gout flares are minimal. You go, my toe hurts me a little bit. Some of them are just awful, and they send you into the doctor. So the first thing to realize is the symptoms can be very robust, very bright, very painful, or the symptoms may just be kind of, it hurts me for 3 to 4 days, I may have bumped it. So if you're unsure, you got to go to your doctor, a good clinician, and say, is this gout? How do I treat it? Then the next thing I think a patient has to say is, if they continue to have flares, there's something wrong. And the something wrong usually isn't them. Now, one of my recommendations for people, the reason we have more gout is because we have more obesity. Losing weight, exercising makes a difference. Do not follow a crazy gout diet, because it hardly works. But losing weight, if you're drinking too much beer, stop beer. Beer is more associated with it than other alcoholic beverages. But the real thing people should know is...
Yeah, so switch off beer and go on to the hard liquor.
Go on. Go on to the hard liquor. Well, hard liquor and wine are not as associated as beer. But, you know, one to two drinks a day are okay. Once you get over 2 drinks a day, it's not safe for your heart, not safe for your brain. A drink a day is fine. 2 drinks a day, that's it. Once you get above 2, it's not healthy for you. Not just your gout, but your heart, your liver, and the rest of your body. But the real issue is, if you're continuing to flare, it's not dietary indiscretion, it's uric acid. And if you're on allopurinol and you're flaring, it's probably because it's not working. And you should look into Uloric as the drug of choice in the higher dose, in the 80-milligram dose. That's the important thing. That's the maximal dose that that has been approved. And that's the dose that significantly lowers uric acid more than allopurinol. And that's what they should look for. And one of the things they can do is go to gout.com. It's a website. G-O-U-T sounds and spells just like the name. They've got dynamite information, good ways for people to keep up to track with their gout. Good, even if you know somebody with gout, to look at it and say, hey, are they getting the right treatment? You know, I think it's important for people to advocate when they go to the doctor, because if they don't advocate for themselves, the doctor is too busy to think about everything that's going on. Usually it's the problem they come in with, and then it's, thank you, ma'am, I don't have enough time to go into the other problems.
All right. Dr. Pasteur, you've given us the website at gout.com. Are there other web resources you would direct us to?
Well, I think that's the best one. What I always recommend to people, if they want good information, they put the disease in, like gout, and then they put the name of their local medical center that they go to. So it might be they might go to the Mayo Clinic, so you write gout, and then you put Mayo after that. They'll give really, really good information. You might do a gout, and then you put Baylor, they'll give good information, in Texas, because that's a great medical center, or UT, you know, has great information. Usually a medical center, name a medical center that you trust after the disease, and you'll get really, really good information about that. But gout.com is one thing that I would recommend right now because it really works. It's a good site.
All right. Dr. Zorba Pasteur, hey, thanks for taking time out and talking to us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
I had no idea that this was the most common form of inflammatory arthritis in men. That's something to really be aware of.
Yes, yes.
Thank
very
you.
Much so. My pleasure.